Welcome to A Bit of Grace. Hi, it's Julia. Is faith or fear running your life these days? How would we describe our life in general? There's a lot going on. And are we comfortable in our choices, in our views? Is there calmness and peace in our environment? I'm not so sure. In my own life and with clients, I see lots of stuff coming up. People are feeling worried and fearful, wondering what's coming in the future. Changes are happening, whether people like it or not, with their work, where they're living, moving. There's a jumble out there of stuff individuals and families are having to deal with. And it's not all pretty and it's not all easy. So we have to remind ourselves and take a look at, you know, where is our viewpoint coming from? Do we live with joy and feel blessed with all that we have? Or are we resentful for what we don't have? Are we envious or jealous of what others have? What's driving our life? Fear of all that will come? Or faith that we'll make progress in ways we may not see at this moment? We all have choices. So we can stay scared or we can be calm. You know, knowing how to put one foot in front of the other, one day at a time, and that brings progress. Even if our egos want to have instant improvements, it's definitely a time to let patience be our guide. And when we see all the new possibilities and let nature inspire us, It can bring back that joy, whether it's in small little things of, you know, getting out your gardening tools and repotting your plants in your home or outside in the garden if the weather's good, going for walks in nature, there's a park nearby or some woods to walk around in and feel the lovely grounding of the trees around you. It's a choice we can make. We can either be all tense and fearful and, oh my gosh, and our body just starts to shut down and we get sicker and we make ourselves more available for sickness. Or we can calm down, take a breath, have some water, enjoy the little tiny things in life, little progresses when you accomplish a small task, when you enjoy a good meal. I mean, I've been having fun doing more cooking because for a few years I was having a lot of trouble with my hands, past potter issues where I'd overstrained them. But I've been having a blast getting into, you know, doing more in the kitchen. And I am a little bit of a mad scientist where I like to tweak recipes and have fun with that. But where are the ways that you find joy? What are the things that you enjoy? Pick some of those out. Even if you haven't done them in a long time, maybe they could, you know, be a little inspiration for you to have some fun. We have choices of where we're looking and how we view the world. I hope that you can find your inspiration and your joy and be well. Are you looking to improve? Then check out my services at juliagrace.ca and juliagracehealer.com.